was otherwise in an exclusive mandala. The paradox is that then you can really give yourself to that Buddha.
Stop chasing and start living, you know, stop seeking and start living, you know, which is that's a really radical thing. I mean, it's a really radical practice, which, to tie it back to asana, having this embodied daily practice of seeing, you know, strength that is nourished. And, you know, that's the gift of the technology, is that it takes the striving, the unhealthy striving out of me, you know, to the point where I get to enjoy my freaking life. What a gift to enjoy my life. It's been a lot of years where I was striving to get to life. And so I feel so blessed, you know, to have, you know, this tradition come in through you, Mark. Come right in. So thank you again.
And that mandala is not like some fortress that you protect yourself from all other mandalas or all other people.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, you look over across to your left and you see somebody else sitting in their mandala. You can have utter appreciation for the mandala that they're sitting in.
Yeah.
Love and respect. And in the end, a singleness, but individuation within the singleness, you know, rather than as a power structure of uniformity where everybody's doing the same meditation, the same practice like that. You know. So you create each song and you put it out there from your own mandala. And that mandala seems to be respectful of everybody else's mandala. You're not trying to get them into your orbit necessarily, but you're giving your own experience in each song. And thank you for doing that. Could we conclude? You tell me about this album, the making of this album. What moved you to get there, to this wonderful creation? Tell me, how did this happen?
You know, about 3 years ago, after taking a hiatus from writing music because it was all about ego-driven striving to make something that was going to, you know, do something huge in the world, I started to, you know, I did my yoga teacher's training. I started to practice asana. That became my life, and teaching and sharing yoga. I'd say about 3 years ago, I read this book called The War of Art by a guy named David Pressfield. And it really hit me, really went in, and it got to, you know, doing your work as a devotion and letting go of the attachment of the result to the results. So I just started this daily practice after my morning routine of writing a song. And so I stockpiled these songs and I started to send them to my buddy, Trent Gordon. And he had this nice log of songs, you know, and after a year, I had a whole grip of songs. Too many.
I like the asana, pranayama, and song in that order. On basis.
Exactly.
Awesome, I love it.
Really, that's how it went down. Yeah. I do my asana, pranayama, have a cup of coffee, write a song, you know, and send them to my buddy, and we checked in about after a year and said, "Well, there's some cool stuff here." And then I just started to track them in my little studio at home. And at some point we had enough tunes to whittle down and that turned into something that started to feel like a record, and a record in the sort of, you know, this feeling of like, well, there's some content and some ebbs and flows, and you know, and so the and all of the tantra wisdom and bhakti wisdom and, you know, life just got into the songs, and you know, next thing you know, there was a record called Bloom Baby Bloom, you know, and there's one lyric: it takes a lot of heart to be a natural human when all around are cold and striving. It's a bold move to do the you that's true, the one that's blooming with no confusion, to drop the programs, to shed the pecking order, to put the head back on your shoulders. to move about like you are a gazelle blooming through this beautiful life. Bloom, baby, bloom, bloom, baby, bloom, oh, bloom, baby, bloom, bloom, baby, bloom. And my gal, Casey, she had the artwork came through her while she was pregnant with Jude. That became the album artwork. And, you know, now I'm just grateful to share it, you know, share it, and hopefully it's useful, you know. And
each song expresses your realization, doesn't it? And you share each song with your audience. The other thing I'd like to point out is that you've gone back to the art of album making. The whole thing is a song cycle. It's a composition.
Old school.
Well, I think every home should have one.
I hope that we can share a link, Mark, and people can hear it. Yeah. And take a listen. And
I also would like